all these months I've been struggling. God, I don't hear your voice. And God said, if you'll impose some self-discipline, my voice will become clear because I have not stopped speaking. You just got dull of hearing.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This is Recalculating. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers.
We are to know what the will of God. We're to understand what the will of God is. Look at this in the New King James. I like the way it reads in these others. I wanted to give them to you. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. This is the more of a literal translation here. But happy is he who keeps the law. Look at this one. I like this one. The Living Bible says, where there is, and I added verse 19, where there is ignorance of God, crime runs wild. Come on, is the definition true? But what a wonderful thing it is for a nation to know and keep his laws. Now, I added verse 19 for you. Sometimes mere words are not enough. Discipline is needed, for the words may not be heeded. So whenever you tell little Johnny, who always gets it, and little Susie for illustration purposes, Johnny, sit up and eat your food. Johnny says, no. Mere words are not enough. I wish I had a little help here tonight. Come on now. The principles of God are true. There must be action that is taken. So I'm about to tell you something I share with this staff that I believe will be extremely important for you. If we're going to accomplish the will of God, if you're going to do that in your life, you should seek for a vision that imposes self-discipline. You should seek for a vision that requires you to do certain things. So what are people doing? People are making, you don't hear a whole lot about this. It's fogged now. You don't hear a whole lot about this of New Year's resolutions. People have kind of given up on that because they know. Most New Year's resolutions only last for the 17 days in the month of January. And according to the information that it takes a full 17 days beyond in order to create a habit inside of your life. So what do we say now? I mean, and hey, I'm all for any help that we can get, right? So people are joining the gym, and they're getting on a keto diet. And, Marie Osmond is on there saying, you can look like me if you eat this. And then, the guy, it's amazing to me. You know, you can change your appearance if you buy this cream. Have you looked at those commercials? These are 20-year-old girls who have no need of that facial cream. Come on, right? I mean, if you want to do a self-improvement for the guys, you need to hold up one of those hair trimmers that cleans out your nose and your ears because you're losing it on your head. Self-discipline. You must impose it upon yourself. That's what fasting and prayer is all about. You're imposing disciplines in your life so that I can draw nearer to God. Doesn't mean my salvation. It means I'm disciplining myself in prayer and in fasting because Jesus said it's one of the top three things that you're to do in the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Chapter number 6. He says, when you pray, when you fast, when you give. These are three Christian disciplines that every believer should have imposed in their life, and there's a whole lot that goes with that. Doesn't mean that I'm gaining some merited favor with God, because grace is grace to me. Fasting is not for God. Fasting is for me. It's to get my physical, fleshly habits under control so that my spiritual ears can hear what God is saying. Because all these months I've been struggling, God, I don't hear your voice. And God said, if you'll impose some self-discipline, my voice will become clear, because I have not stopped speaking. You just got dull of hearing. I think this is so good, I'm going to get this CD myself. Come on, somebody. Anybody getting anything out of this? Now, here's the deal. Because all we do is we admire people who have imposed self-discipline upon our life. We pay big money to go watch athletes, not because of their athletic abilities, but because they have imposed self-discipline to such a degree that they're able to jump like Mike. And so, we think, when we watch the commercial, we think that if we just buy the tennis shoes that's got Mike's symbol, that we're going to jump like Mike. And I've had some knockoffs. But you know, white boy can't jump. That's the bottom line. So I get about that high, I'm thanking God for the rapture. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm going to fly past Mike at that point. Shoo! We watch, we admire the discipline of athletes, the discipline of leaders, the discipline of singers, musicians. You don't want to hear somebody who took a lesson last night come play you a concerto. You want to hear somebody who spent time and they worked at it hour after hour after hour after hour. We got a wonderful family here in the church, and they got two boys playing football. One of them been playing with the National Football League, and the other one playing out at college in Lafayette. And I've been praying for Lafayette. Now I've been praying, but my prayer didn't get off the ground, you know. But he had a good smile on his face, so he survived it this past weekend. But I'm telling you, it's not about all of the pads. You know what I'm saying? If you put pads and a helmet on me, but we don't want the process. I don't want the process. I just want to lose 110 pounds, and I want to do it, like the television said, overnight. I want to take a pill and lay down and and be down 50 pounds when I get up in the morning. Am I right about it, somebody? We don't want to do that. I'm tired. It's the first day you started running. Right? Because we do it. You got to be prepped for this stuff. You got to go through the process. Because we admire people that accomplish these things, but we don't know what kind of process that they had to go through to get there. And if you're not willing to pay that price, then it must not mean that much to you. We quit too easy on what God's purpose is for our life. Can you say amen to that? Let me give you a few examples. This is not on your paper right here. Vision, when you have a vision for your life, vision chooses your future for you. Takes everything out of the way. Are you listening to me tonight? It takes everything out of the way that's not supposed to be there. Vision, I'm just running a few of these. Vision chooses the use of your time. Suddenly, I'm not just going to, somebody told me today, you know, I needed to do this right over here so that I'm not spending so much time wasting my time watching television or playing on Facebook. It's just such an instant thing that I do. And it accomplishes nothing. Vision chooses the use of your time. Vision chooses your priorities. Suddenly, I'm not just out there doing anything and everything. Now I know this one thing will I do. Vision chooses your friends. And I'm going to tell you something. There's some folks in 2018 that they may be your friend, but they didn't help you get up any higher. They didn't encourage you to grow closer to the Lord. And so what do I need to do? It doesn't mean that I have to be ugly. I just got to step away from that situation. I got to step away from that friendship. It becomes toxic to me. I wish I had some help in here. It's toxic to me. It's getting on the inside of me. So I've got to separate myself from that. Otherwise, what they're doing and what they're thinking will get in me. And my vision is dictating me to go this way. Vision chooses my reading material. What do you read? I'm giving you a practical first of the year lesson here. Vision chooses how you use your energy. Vision chooses your hobbies. Vision chooses the movies you watch. Tough crowd, Jesus. Get on them. Vision chooses how you invest your finances. If the Lord's kingdom is not a priority to you, then you'll spend your finances somewhere else. If not saving for your future, I read a statistic not too long ago that the average American could not get up $400 in their savings account. Now, you let something go south. You ask those folks down there in Panama City right now that when that storm came through and they were 2 weeks without any kind of financial ability to do anything. Vision. Do you know that God will give you a vision for the future that He already knows is in place and will set up your life for your sustaining in the middle of what He already knows is coming? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? He'll give you a thought in mind. You know what? You need to buy an extra bag of this when you go to the store. Well, why do I need that? Just put it away. Vision chooses your diet for you. Now, I'm not just going to eat anything, as much as I love everything. Come on. If you let it, your kids will sit around and eat Snicker bars all the time and drink chocolate milk. I don't know why my kid's bouncing off the wall. Could it be that you haven't imposed any discipline? We have a no candy aisle now because people can't have discipline. I was in the store the other day, and the mother's pushing the cart, and the kid is just going, and she was like deaf to it. I was having a hard time not giving the look. Come on, somebody. Because, like, I was looking for a plum tree somewhere. Golden belt to drop out of the sky. Something needs to happen here. The child was not hurting. Everything was just fine. It was just like screaming season. Y'all don't know nothing about what I'm talking about. Vision chooses your daily activities. Vision chooses your attitude. Vision chooses your life plan. Hey, vision chooses your life for you. Hey, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with your life? Because if you don't choose it, somebody will. Hey, listen, there's people right now that are 50, 60, 70, 80 years old that have yet to be able to find out what their purpose is. Well, guess what? That's the reason why the wise man Solomon said, you need to serve the Lord while you're young. So that when you get old, you will have something that you will have accumulated and you'll be able to be proud of what God has done inside of your life. Are you with me? So look at this. As a disciple of Christ, you have two options on how to live your life. By the clock or by the compass.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.